From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Reacting to the NAFTA vote, Jamaica's ambassador to the US says the region still has to work to preserve CBI benefits. Haitian waters too risky for London insurers. And Sir Garfield Sobers says an appointment to a West Indies Cricket Board committee is news to him. I'm Yvette Rowe, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Today's vote to pass the NAFTA bill in the U.S. House of Representatives will not have a detrimental effect on the Caribbean, according to U.S. Congressman Sam Gibbons. The vote means the United States can forge a common market with Mexico and Canada next year and boost the chances of a world trade treaty by the December 15th deadline under the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade. The Florida Democrat was behind the NAFTA parity bill, which called for measures to ensure that the region did not suffer adversely from the implementation of NAFTA. His reassurance today echoes President Clinton's commitment to support the Caribbean when he met with a CARICOM delegation at the White House in August. Then the president made his commitment clear.